listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday morning, May 20th. Having a good day here in the studio. It's a good day at the International Center of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, where our KFUO studios are located. Joining me in studio today, Kelly Jacob. She is a deaconess student and also a student studying social work. So deaconess studies and social work and taking some time away from two very busy programs to come talk with us here at KFUO. Kelly, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm very excited to be here.
Thanks for coming in to spend some time in studio. Now, are you typically up studying at this time of day, working diligently on your deaconess studies?
Honestly, I'm usually sleeping at this time still.
So you're a little tired.
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you in studio today. And I can't wait to learn a little bit about your studies and what brought you to consider this vocation. Tell me a little bit about what made you think about deaconess vocation. Vocation and social work as well.
Yeah. So my background is I grew up on an Indian reservation in Nebraska. My dad's a pastor and missionary at large. Mm-hmm. And so I grew up in a life of ministry. And so that's kind of what I've always known. And as far as a social work degree and having that with the deaconess degree, I see a lot of overlap between the two. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested in having being part of a holistic type of ministry. So not just focusing on people's spiritual needs, but also recognizing that there's so many other needs and factors that come into play and that affect one's faith. And so being able to use the social work tools and skill set to be able to address people's physical needs, emotional needs, mental needs, as well as their spiritual needs as well.
Lots of acts of mercy.
Yeah.
To which we're called. Absolutely.
Yeah.
What did you study as an undergrad?
I was a psychology and behavioral science double major, and then in the pre-deaconess program as well.
Wow. So, pre-deaconess now, that means you were at one of the Concordia universities.
Yep. Yeah, I went to Concordia, Nebraska in Seward.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, glad to have you here. For you. So it makes sense, living in Nebraska, went to Concordia in Nebraska and studied there, and now studying in at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and St. Louis University at the same time. You are a brave soul.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about the program at Concordia Seminary.
Yeah. So it's a really good program. I'm just completed the academic side of it yesterday, mm-hmm. So I'm very, very excited. It's been a great adventure. It's been really good. We have the majority of our classes for the deaconesses are right alongside the guys, and so that's been a really good experience getting to be in those classes, mm-hmm. and interact with the guys that we'll be going out with in the future, and so helping to raise awareness of who a deaconess actually is and what they do, and seeing the unique perspective that deaconesses can bring to a ministry team in the future. So,
Greek.
But yeah, the classes are really good.
Did you take summer Greek?
I didn't. I did take I took the languages in undergrad, which has proven very, very helpful and beneficial.
Good for you.
But yeah, I did not. Unfortunately, I was not able to jump in the pool at the end of summer Greek because I was not a part of that. So.
When I was a student at River Forest, Concordia University River Forest, and taking Greek there were a few deaconess students too that studied Greek. So we had a bunch of deeks studying Greek. It was So they did much better in the Greek classes than I did. That's for sure. So studied the languages. Tell me about the classes at Concordia Seminary. What has been maybe the most challenging class, or perhaps your favorite class in your formation as a deaconess? I know you're preparing for internship soon, but your academics, what has been most challenging or your favorite class?
Yeah. Is that two?
They could be one in the same, or they could be two different classes. You call.
Okay. I think the most challenging one for me personally was Intro to Historical Theology. And it was a really good one, but I'm just not a very philosophical type minded person. I'm way more interested in more practical things. But I mean, we connected it to the practical world, but it was a lot harder for my mind to make that jump between philosophical reading about really old historians and theologians to the practical world. So that one was, a bit more of a struggle for me, but it was a good class, a really good professor.
Who is that?
Dr. Herman.
He's been in to visit before.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And he actually, surprisingly, he actually taught my favorite class, or the one I think was actually the most formative for me personally, which was Theology of Compassion and Human Care. And in that class, we really took a good look at what is the role of the church in the community, mm-hmm. and how do we practically go about serving those in our church, without our church? How do we bring people into the church? How do we as a church go out into the community? So that was also kind of a philosophical adventure as well, because it was Dr. Herman. But I think we did a good job of trying to really mm-hmm. make it practical and looking at specific examples of how do we go about this.
So in addition to your studies in spiritual care, yeah. with deaconess certification at Concordia Seminary, also working on a degree at St. Louis University in social work, correct?
Yep. Yeah, a master's of social work, MSW.
What prompted you to to work on your MSW at SLU at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, it's a dual degree, so that's kind of how it's set up. And I was like, why not just kind of add more to mm-hmm. my time? And I just think there's so much need, and it's such a good way of providing resources as a deacon or as a social worker, and really connecting, being able to connect with social organizations is, I think, a huge asset to have for our congregations. And so raising awareness of, oh, what are the other organizations around, and how do we utilize social workers and just other organizations mm-hmm. as a whole in our congregations. So I saw a lot of good connections, both like on the macro or the community level, but then also with a social work degree, you get a lot of really good experience in on an individual basis working with people. And I mean, that's church work ministry as a whole, is there's a lot of talking with people, and
right.
the more time you can spend on that, I think is it's very valuable.
Well, very good. And anyone who can manage their time between two programs, one on the quarter system and one on the semester system, so you have breaks at different times.
Yeah,
you're I'm sure very talented now at managing your time.
Talented or just crazy, or I just don't sleep. I don't know. Yeah.
How will so you're preparing for internship for both of these programs? Tell us a little bit about what you're anticipating on internship, where you're headed.
Yeah, so it's very exciting. I just got on call day at the seminary a couple weeks ago. I got a internship placement at a church in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it's an inner city mission-oriented church that has a really big outreach to the homeless population downtown. And so one of their big goals is for me to come in and help with that ministry. And they're actually really excited that I have a social work background mm-hmm. Because they do a lot of social work type ministry there, as well as helping to connect people with resources in the area. And so I think, I'm really excited. The pastor's really excited to have me there and join the team. And mm-hmm. I think it'll be a really good way for me to use both of my
sure.
skill sets and training. I'm going to be at the church a few days a week, and then the pastor is also really awesome, and the congregation, and allowing me to continue to finish up my social work degree as well. And so I will be interning at a local organization a couple days a week, working underneath a Lutheran MSW at an organization, and finishing that up as well. So hopefully by this time next year, I'll be done with pretty much all of both internships. So yeah, we'll see. That's the goal. I mean,
that's a lot of work in one year.
Yeah.
So what do you hope for down the road? Any ideas of how you might serve as a deaconess and a social worker?
Yeah. This year I think will be an interesting experience mm-hmm. and, it's something that could, potentially turn into a call. So maybe inner city ministry. I could see myself working at a nonprofit, and I think I would, that would be really good and fit really well with having both degrees. Mm-hmm. I don't know, there's a lot of ideas. I have a lot of goals and ways I can see God working. But I mean, ultimately, it's up to Him to put me in those places. And continuing to keep my eyes open to see what opportunities might arise. So,
what has been most challenging for you? The deaconess education, the deaconess formation, the social worker studies, or somewhere, something in both of the programs? What's been most challenging throughout this whole process for you?
I think what's been most challenging is just trying to balance everything and continually going back and forth wearing different hats, and of the social work student and deaconess student. And I mean, there is a lot of overlap, but yet it's still very different when going from the social work classes, which are at a Catholic school, and it is it is a more secular mindset as a whole, to then the very Lutheran bubble of the seminary. And I just remember there's a lot of times that I go back and forth between classes in a single day and be like, what am I doing? So I think, just trying to keep things straight.
Sure.
And one way I worked on that was just trying to, I'd focus on, okay, I'm a deaconess today, like do my deaconess homework and assignments. And then my social work class is another day. And I also interned for a few months for my social work degree at a drug and alcohol recovery center downtown St. Louis. And especially on those days when I have those three different things going on, it was crazy. But
Do you show up at your SLU classes with your pull out your catechism, your deaconess books?
No, I tried not. No, I don't think that actually ever happened. I don't know how, but thankfully not. I don't know. I probably would have gotten a lot of strange looks. But
where have you found the classes or the programs intersect? The two, you know, your deaconess, spiritual care and social work. Where have you found these intersect?
Yeah. So I think the biggest or the best example of that would be, well, there's a lot of them, but the best one I can think of is this last semester. I took a values and ethics course at St. Louis University, and that one went through the different values and ethics of the social work program, or what a social worker believes as a whole. And it was surprising but also a really good surprise to see just how much they line up, those values and ethics line up with our Christian values and ethics. And I mean, just a servant heart, seeing the worth and value of each individual, advocating for people that aren't always remembered, and those are easily forgotten. So it was really neat to be able to see the overlap there. And even with talking with the professor in that class and seeing, that it makes sense that these line up, but then having the theological and deaconess background to show, or to have that deeper understanding of why do we have those values and hold those values. That was very, very affirming for me to go through this last semester and be like, okay, these, even though there are differences in maybe the practicalities of how the two degrees show up or play out, but there's definitely that. I think that core that is the same.
I would think that they would be honored to have a deaconess in the program at St. Louis University.
They really appreciated it, I think. For most of the classes we would go around in the beginning and introduce ourselves, and I was always the crazy one that was like, I'm in a dual degree program and at Concordia Seminary. But it was, I mean, even from that, it was neat to see the conversations that would arise with other students that were there and who had, even faith questions or different things like that, and or just even being able to share my perspective with the class. And the mission field is everywhere, so.
Well, I hope a year from now the two graduation dates are on different days.
Yeah, they are. Hopefully. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, how exciting, and that you're preparing for internship, and we invite our listeners certainly to lift you up in prayer as you prepare to go off to Cincinnati and serve there. What's the name of the congregation where you'll be serving?
Prince of Peace Lutheran Church.
Prince of Peace in Cincinnati, serving and interning there. I'm sure so much to learn, yet so much to bring as well in your internship.
Well, thank you very much.
With just a few seconds left, anything that you might share with perhaps someone who might be considering a deaconess program or a vocation in social work?
I am all for it. Come on, deaconesses, we need more of you. And I think, honestly, I think the the dual degree, having the deaconess background or deaconess degree and the social work degree, even though it is a little crazy, it can be done. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have a lot to be able to bring to ministry as a whole. And yeah, just really reaching out and bringing awareness to populations that might be overlooked, easily overlooked in our churches. So I think that's a neat asset that this program
Kelly,
has to bring. So,
Kelly
yeah.
Jacob, deaconess student and social work student here in St. Louis. Kelly, thanks so much for being our guest today and sharing our story about your deaconess formation at Concordia Seminary.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading, the daily lectionary. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO.